Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Insomnia. This is episode 174 coming to you after
174,
274. Coming to you after a mojito night, man.
Wait,
mojito nights get crazy, dude.
Yeah, oh yeah, we wild. There's
nothing about a mojito makes a man realize what type of man he is.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
A little wetback.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But look guys, we have a show, Demon Hour. It's coming back this
month.
February
24th.
We have one of the comedians that we're going to have on the show. My boy, Blind, but he sees comedy.
Yeah, ooh, he sees no comedy.
I see these bad bitches, too, on my soul.
My boy sees all kind of jokes.
Yeah. We have Ariel in the studio, man, and his boy, of course, Sean.
What's
from
up?
The podcast. What are you guys' podcast?
Drunken Jesters.
Wait.
He's drunk and drunk, right?
One at a time.
The Drunken Jesters podcast.
Drunken Jesters. What's up, motherfucker?
Hey, Drunken Jesters, Daily Insomnia. Guess what? We're drinking, right?
Yeah. On my soul.
That's what we do, man.
We got insomnia because we can't stop drinking. On my soul.
Yeah. Look, out of all the guests we've had here, you kept up, bro.
Yeah,
on my soul.
You kept up.
And it's hard to keep up with someone who's this big, bro. Yeah, on my soul.
My boy Sean is driving, so you playing it safe.
Yeah, I'm
not going to lie. He can drink more than me, but he does have to drive.
Yeah, he does have to drive. Yeah, I mean, when one person can see the road and the other can't, you got to go with the one that can.
How good of a co-pilot are you?
I'm actually, he let me drive his truck before. I'm kind of good. I'm pretty good at driving.
You driven?
What?
Yeah, I almost slammed into the comedy shrine before.
My truck's a stick shift, so I was like, fuck it. He's not going to move this truck, you know?
You give a blind man a stick shift?
Yeah. So I just figured, you know, around the parking lot a little bit. I didn't think he'd get it out of the parking lot.
Some dad and son shit.
Yeah.
My dad was in prison, so he stepped up. Yeah, he stepped up.
Let's start at a go-kart. You know what I'm gonna say? Let's start someday.
I own a go kart. I own a truck.
A stick shift, specifically.
That is true.
Dude, hey, I want to ask you all a question because me and him have been arguing to all our friends.
Tell us, man.
Okay, do you think? All right, it's been a joyous party. You're a little drunk.
You know what? Before you go on, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried the mic is too close to you.
Deeper on the mic.
Hey, we're having fun.
It goes along with the question he's about to ask. Okay.
That was like cousin love right there, dude.
Yeah.
Wait. I know you can't see me, but I'm waving my hands.
Do something else, motherfucker. Shut up.
Hang on. Wait. All right. Mike, maybe just a bit closer, right there. Hey, and inside voice in my voice.
We'll do inside voice. Okay.
He's excited, bro.
So me and him have been having this argument for a while.
Uh huh.
So okay, it's been a joyous night. You're a little drunk. Is it gay?
You drunk?
Huh? Hey, shut up. We're not talking about tonight's.
First of all, you had mocktails today, dude. I put no liquor in your drinks, dude.
All I've had is water.
All you had is water. Water with, you know, fucking color syrup, dude.
Wait a minute. He sees the alcohol, dude.
He saw the alcohol.
He sees women. He sees alcohol. Everything else is but a blur.
Yeah, you can't see the traffic light.
So right now my audio is good, right? Okay. So me and him have been having this argument.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a joyous night.
Just ask the question.
You're a little drunk. Is it gay to, like, when you're saying goodbye, to kiss your homie on the forehead?
Let's break this down for a second.
Let's break it down.
Hey, goodbye, compa.
Yeah, look. Your boy going out to war?
Huh? No, 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 no. You're just leaving a drunken party. You're like, hey, fuck, I'm going home. Mwah, goodbye, bro. Mwah, goodbye, bro. Mwah, goodbye, yeah. bro. Oh, goodbye, Tio. Goodbye, Tio.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's a little, it's a little homosexual, as we say. You know, look, let's say this much, right? The way you make it home is the way you make it home.
Yeah.
I hope you're there in the morning. But at nighttime, dude, whatever happens, happens, dude.
But are you saying, like, it's not really... just imagine you're with your Tio and he kisses you on the forehead.
First of all, I had never had a Tio kiss me on the forehead.
Yeah.
I've never had a Tio kiss me in general.
Bro, like a kiss to the cheek or a kiss to the forehead?
Nah,
my Tios are not in the
club. Hey, look, we got Tios and then we have ants. Cheek to cheek every day of the week,
yeah,
my boy.
Yeah.
Bro, right? you guys have had shitty Tios.
You had over compassion.
No, you're just... Back to the Mexican daughter thing you said.
look, at this point, I'm happy you're blind because you haven't seen assault.
hey, when I worked at Wendy's.
Yeah. You worked?
Huh? Listen, I lied to them. They didn't know how blind I was. So I worked at Wendy's for a bit, and there was this blind black dude with dreads. Mm-hmm. And he was
to
like,
blind people?
He was like, how?
How are we working, dude?
No, bro, okay. Dude, I was fucking good at what I did. Because I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
And I was like, this black dude was like 6'5",
yeah,
with big ass dreads. And like, handsome. You looking a little strong. He would like stroke my arm and shit.
Yeah.
And he was the manager, so I wouldn't say shit. I needed to have raise, motherfucker. I don't know what y'all are. No,
that's fair.
So he would like, flirt with me and shit.
Yeah.
And what's it called? What was I on about?
So you guys sound like you were about to get raped in a wedding.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you got violated by manager.
Yeah, yeah. No. So like he would like do that. She would do that shit.
And wait, in my head, or she?
No, he.
Okay.
So he would do that shit, and like in my head, I'm like, well, if he's gonna pay me more, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? As long as I don't have to fuck him.
Hey, real life, that's not how it works, man.
No, he actually gave me a raise, but I never had to fuck him.
Look, bro, can I give you some advice?
Go ahead.
I know you haven't been part of the scene world, but that's a violation, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's, you have rights, you know that, right?
That's an HR right there, dude. That's a moment where you talk to somebody higher up and be like, look, this guy's caressing me a little too strongly. You know?
But, you know what's fucked up? That guy would text me. He's like, I miss you. And yeah. I blocked his number.
Yeah.
I blocked his number and then he quit and then I ended up getting a bigger raise after that.
Yeah.
Because so they wanted to throw that under the rug. Yeah, they saw that shit. The cameras, they saw that shit, dude. Is it out here? A little too friendly.
I don't know how to tell you this, but you got violated.
Hey, you know what?
Hey. But I got money.
How am I just now hearing this story?
You know, I never told you this before?
No. That you got raped from the Wendy's?
Trying to caress me? Also, this is the only time. Because, okay, I'm not going to, like, I'm a gay dude's wet dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a burly Mexican macho man that also needs taken care of. Mm. I'm every gay dude's wet dream.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, like, every gay dude that I've ever met tries to flirt with me. And I tease them like a hot girl, because it makes me feel good.
you're just seeming gayer and gayer.
Listen, I'm not gay. I'm not gay, but I do like to tease gay dudes.
I put my part.
Your homie on the forehead.
Yeah. Hey, oh, that's not gay. Listen, to be fair, let me say this.
To be fair, let me say this before you say that. To be fair, he was aiming for the lips. All right, man? He got the forehead by accident. All right, dude?
Wait. Also, I do want to say that's not really that you guys just weren't. That's not gay. Like you just, yeah, your male cousin, you're like, hey, bye, bro. Mwah.
Look, man. If you saw it, you'll believe it. You know what I'm saying? you guys
are acting like I'm grabbing them by their cheeks and kissing them on the forehead. That's not how it goes. Look, you're just like, you grab them by the shoulders. Mwah, see you later, man.
I'm gonna tell this right now, dude. All the times I've been drunk, it's a simple hug. We call it a day.
Call day.
Well, that's not what's going to happen tonight.
Simple hug.
No, tonight's going to be different.
You and Sean, bro's on you.
No, don't throw me
and you. You and Sean White, bro, ain't my issue, bro. Hey,
the way you guys have the podcast is on you guys. But here, we do a sturdy handshake, and we send you on your way, right?
Yeah, dude.
Just to let you guys know, you got to watch this guy, because he tried to pawn this off as Mexican culture to me. and every Mexican I've talked to...
It denies it.
Look, dude, I'm the I'm denying that right now. Dude. Right, dude?
You get wait. Also, let's improvise this. This guy, he doesn't know shit about Mexican culture. This guy barely knows shit about Mexican culture.
Whoa.
How often have you gone to Mexico?
Dude, you've been a Mexican for 21 years. I've been a Mexican for 32, all right?
Wait, how many times have you gone to Mexico?
I've been there 6 times.
You? I'm about 6 times too, man.
Nah, shit. I've been there 20 times.
Yeah.
You were born and raised there, dude.
But that's because you get deported every other weekend.
But I make it back for the shows. And that's all that matters.
You make it back.
How's being a blind man crossing the border, man? Tell me about that.
Well, the electric wall's a little painful.
Yeah.
But, you know, the halls, as long as they lead you the right way, it's okay. Mm.
Oh, wait. So let's point this out. Before we keep going down this road.
This rabbit hole,
right? My boy blind. Yeah. How blind are you, bro? I mean, I know you're struggling to grab the car right now. But how blind are you? Let's be honest, all right? No no jokes. How blind are you?
Let's go deep. So I'm about, let's say, what I have is a disease that takes away a bunch of vision from all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I do have is really clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I'm sober,
yeah,
which I am right now,
yeah.
But when I'm sober, so it's about like 45%.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, so that's a decent amount.
Something that's half and less.
So when I'm drunk, it's about 20%.
20%.
Okay. And so I can see eyes, I can see features, I can look into details, right?
Yeah.
So around like 45% to around like 35 to 45%.
Okay.
And then
good numbers.
What I don't have is like completely gone. It's not black, it's not white, it's just completely gone. You know, it's like trying to see out of your elbow.
So, that doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to continue.
Okay, wait.
So, is this something that is going to degenerate over time?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, it was around 100 to 80%, so slowly going down.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
When I was a kid, it was around 100 to 80% that I had left.
180. Oh, yeah. So dude, you had more than all of us?
Huh? I was better than all of you back then.
So when you were born, you had 110% and all of us had 100?
Bunch of pussies, really. No. 100% to 80%.
Okay.
So then I started.
Pretty good, you know.
So I started losing it gradually over time.
Yeah.
And there's times where I hit like jumps in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize it until freshman year. That I was going blind.
Oh, wait. Slow down. So up to freshman year of high school, to that moment you thought you were normal?
Yes.
Really?
And I didn't realize. I had
were you wearing like glasses or?
No, I kind of Daredevil,
bro.
I had a bit of white cane training, which is like the little stick we use to move around blind people. Mm. But then, like, I thought I was normal. Like, I was in T-ball. I was in Taekwondo.
Hey, bro, you.
What place did you get in the tournament?
Wait a minute. I did get second place.
Out of sympathy.
No. Out of ferociousness. Because I used to have such bad rage.
That you miss all the time? Bro, what's going on? Look, bro.
I'm going to kill Ramon, all right, right now?
Look, bro.
You fucking dwarf.
All right, first of all, we just ain't mine. Second of all, participation trophy.
When we grew up, participation trophy didn't exist, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know that was allowed.
It didn't exist. Listen.
Back then,
also,
bro,
me and my older brother used to have all our trophies like on the top shelf, like in a big like drawer.
You sure that were there though?
Huh?
You sure they were there? It's just something your mom told you. There were trophies.
Listen,
up
Sean, kick his ass.
No, I'm with him, actually. I'm on his side.
Jamal, kick both their asses.
Bro, I'm trying to understand the story, my guy.
No. But it was in a big, like, big, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, big drawer, big, like, it's a giant wardrobe.
Yeah, cajon.
And me and my little brother, cajon. Yeah. And me and my little brother tried to climb it one time.
Yeah.
So I dropped it and it fell on top of me and all the trophies fucking smashed in half. And
all the trophies?
All of them.
All 20.
All what?
Literally.
All
those
participation trophies.
Because my older brother used to get all the like soccer trophies or wrestling trophies and all that shit.
So they were your brother's trophies.
No, wait, shut up. And I had Taekwondo and T-ball. Taekwondo and T-ball. And actually, I also had a soccer trophy because I scored the most goals for my team.
Wait a minute.
That's
now,
how trash my team was.
Look, bro, I like you and all, man, but now you're just lying to me.
No, I swear to God. I used to be a fucking god.
You were a killer in soccer, huh?
Dude, if I weren't blind, I would have been the biggest douchebag in the world. You know that bully?
Oh, because you're not now.
You know that bully that like shoved kids into lockers and shit?
Yeah.
That would have been me had I not been blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Wow, man.
You're short ass. I would have had you in there.
It's almost hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. Almost,
you gotta see it to believe it, huh?
But I used to have more vision back then, and now I have around like 35 to 45%.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. So now I'm a loser like you guys.
No,
yeah. I'm a low life.
Let me ask you like a real ass question, man. Like real. Let's get a little.
Don't look at me. Look at him.
Make eye contact, bro.
Right, let me get real with you, right? Are you?
Wait. Before we continue, because I don't know how much we're into this episode, but can we talk about the drink?
It's like 5 minutes.
Can we talk about drink of the episode?
Yeah, dude.
It's what?
Drink of the episode.
What's the drink of the episode today, man?
Mine is water because I'm 20.
Mocktails.
Sean?
My boy drinking mocktails.
Sean, what drink
today?
Mojitos, man.
And well, now they are fucking good, I hear.
Yeah.
I'm the water, dude.
I hear that they are really, really good.
All right, exactly.
So what did people vote on?
They voted on the fucking classic mojitos, man.
No. God damn, dude. you drank too? Look.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're drinking the Arctic mojito. It's the what Arctic people voted mojitos, for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People voted for the Arctic mojito.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what people picked. And look at my boy. We're here drinking mocktail. Here.
Yeah. They're drinking pure color, bro.
Shirley Temples is what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's like, that water's been blessed by the Pope, man.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Maybe he'll get his sight
did
back.
He fuck a kid?
Yeah,
but I don't want my Pope to be
No, he just kissed him on the forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not okay. I want my Pope to fuck kids. All right? I don't know about you guys.
And a real Pope ain't a fucking kid, huh?
You're not a real Catholic until you fuck a kid.
Have you guys heard of Hasidic Jews? How like real traditional Hasidic Jews? How they circumcise the kids?
Oh yeah.
It's terrible, man.
They bite the
Oh, wait a minute.
The blood out.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait. My boy. You,
hey,
bro,
relax,
you,
man.
You,
hey,
that's
you,
what they do.
You went a little too deep on that. Right?
Yeah, dude.
The rabbi.
I think the microphone went in your mouth a little bit there.
You acted out like you saw it. And that's a lie.
Listen, I acted out like I heard it.
Oh.
Audiobooks.
Cabrón, sí, cabrón. Hey, vamos a hablar puro español para que este güey no entiende.
My boy here, he's safe.
Yeah, right.
He's safe. Look, is this team circumcised or team uncircumcised? What are we rocking with?
I never had that problem.
So, is that a problem, bro?
What do you mean you don't have that problem?
I'm asking you, what's that team you're
rocking with, bro? Honestly, I don't know what...
To be fair, that's right. That's the right answer.
Okay, you guys look at my dick and you guys tell me. I don't think I'm... Because circumcised means you have something over your hole, right?
Yes. No. Uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised means you have something over your hole? Okay, yeah. Then I think I'm circumcised.
You're circumcised?
Wait, do all babies come with that thing over their hole?
Yeah, my boy.
Oh, then I'm definitely circumcised.
It's how God created us, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm circumcised.
You circumcised?
Yeah.
You're circumcised, bro? I'm looking at you. I know you're not...
Oh, me? Yeah. I'm circumcised, but I didn't know that until, like...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now.
They did you wrong, bro. They did you wrong, man.
I didn't know everybody grew up with that mushroom shit.
Yeah, dude. That's the way to go, man. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, do you have it?
Yeah, for sure.
You got that hoodie?
Yeah, I'm original Mexican, dude.
Mexican?
Yeah, dude.
Hoodies all day, bro. I'm like a semi, though. I always sound like I'm
nah,
semi.
Nah, this guy
what does that mean?
He had a long hood, so they had to cut that.
You had a windbreaker on your head?
I had a fucking trench coat on, dude.
Yeah, he has a windbreaker, exactly.
Damn, bro.
Can I get to our real fucking question?
Yeah.
Real ass question, bro.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'll answer with 100%.
Wait a minute. Let's get serious again, all right, guys?
Go ahead.
Let's get serious.
Hey, let's ask about God. Do you believe in God?
Dude. Hey, dude. I wouldn't be wearing the crucifix if I didn't.
Exactly. I didn't know you were wearing
it. This guy is so
religious. When he fails God, he whips himself every night, dude. You know what I'm saying?
And then I whip him afterwards.
But well, also, like, my belief in God isn't really based on, like, because I...
To be fair.
So much of religion feels fucked up, like it's been manipulated. Yeah. I like...
Like this.
Like, my God,
Those candles.
you can't see it, but Santo Borrachos are watching you right now.
I love Santo Borracho. Yeah. No, but, like, the way I believe in God is, like, I think there was something good intended, but so many humans got their hands on it that it kind of fucked it over.
Okay.
Yeah, but this coming from a blind man's perspective, dude. you got fucked day one.
Hey, Jesus healed the blind man. He never healed the Mexican.
Why are you telling what you told me the other day about when you were born?
Oh, okay. So when I was born,
yeah.
Sorry, Mom. When I was born, I shot at my mom like a cannonball.
Yeah.
So then the fucking doctor couldn't catch me, so I slipped out of his hands, and I was kind of just hanging out of the umbilical cord. So then I didn't breathe for like about how long I didn't breathe, but they had me like on an equipment, and they had to helicopter me out to Chicago.
Oh no way!
And that's where my dad and uncle fainted. Instead, when I got to the hospital, they both of them fainted, so the doctor just had to like rush me into like a fucking incubator.
Wait, are you a
preemie?
No,
you, I wasn't a preemie.
You're the only child, right?
No, I have two brothers.
And they're seen?
Huh?
They're seen?
Yeah, both of them are genetically beautiful.
Oh, beautiful, huh?
God, I love you, homies. Genetically
beautiful.
Because my older brother,
yeah.
My older gorgeous. Brother, if he didn't have self-esteem issues, he would rule the world, but he has... But I made sure that he feel bad about himself. My older brother,
he
fucking feels terrible about himself.
You fucking loser.
That's thanks to me, because I'm good at what I do. And my older brother is like a fucking, there's one of those kids who kind of just shuts himself out in his room.
Yeah.
So like he might shoot up the school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, if he does, then I'm like, you did good.
Give him some of those forehead kisses you've been talking about.
Yeah. I do. You know what? When I get home, should I call him right now?
Call him right now, dude.
Okay, no, I'm gonna call him right now.
Give him a little besito, dude.
Yeah, tell him.
Call him Infidel.
Infidel?
Infidel, like a Muslim lower class Muslim.
You're better sleeping right now, dude.
No, he'll answer.
Put on speaker, man. Don't be afraid.
All right, you're right. I can't.
Tell me on podcast. Daily Insomnia.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Well, he actually has a good schedule. He like sleeps early and
Demon Hour.
Wakes out early.
February 24th.
Yeah, he's actually a really healthy teenager.
At my buddy.
Oh, he's a kid? Why are you calling a kid right now, dude?
Hey, you act like I'm gonna fuck him. He's too ugly. All right, I fuck only.
You know what you're doing at the moment, dude.
Wait,
ain't picking up, bro.
Hello?
Please leave your message.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
They don't fuck with you, bro. Hey, no, no, no. You can be in trouble. You're fucked, dude.
But you know the fucked up shit about my brother?
What? He didn't answer?
No. My little brother, he's like 6'3", dude.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
6'3" with curly hair. He's every teenage girl's wet dream.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is really fucked up for me. I hate that so much.
Wait, so are you a middle child or what?
Yeah, I'm middle child.
You're middle child. Hmm. Hey, dude, we come from the same cloth, my boy.
Yeah, we do. I can tell by how short you are.
I know.
Me and you are the same height.
And you were here making fun of my height when at least I'm seeing. You know?
Wait. How tall are you?
I'm 5'6". No, 5'7".
No. 5'6".
No.
5'6".
No.
Listen, I get more hoes than him just because he's 5'6".
Facts.
Yeah. My guy's married. To be fair, those hoes, some were men.
I got hoes. I got hoes, just not in Illinois.
You're a virgin. Don't talk about your hoes.
Hey, we'll talk about
it. I invite you into this podcast, and you disrespect me like that. That's unacceptable.
Wait a minute. Sean needs to make his mark. Look, Sean is in the uphill battle right now.
You're at Gettysburg, you're the Confederate. You're fucked up.
Well, he's more like the Union, because the Union were struggling. If you know your history.
We're the Confederate side.
Yeah.
I'll tell this right now. Ariel, all right?
Go ahead.
Now that I know you, you know a little bit of my history, man, because you heard, you know, previous podcasts. My goal right now.
We don't talk about this podcast. we on YouTube now.
right. You got following now?
Slow down.
My goal right now is for me to help you.
Lose your virginity this year, dude.
Not mine.
Slow on.
Yeah. Are you actually a virgin, or are you joking around about
that? No, I'm actually a virgin.
That's my goal.
But also, because I'm such a superficial son of a bitch.
But you blind.
I know. But like,
and beggars can't be choosers right now, bro.
I love beautiful women, but wait a minute.
How do you know?
Also, I don't like beautiful women that are like common beauty. I like beautiful women with unique attributes.
Oh, this motherfucker Ray Charles. He starts feeling the wrist. A little too plump.
No. I don't like no fatty.
I know the kind of guy. You're a hugger.
Huh?
You're a hugger. So you hug first, and then we talk about later.
Yeah.
If I hug them and all my arms don't touch,
yeah,
they're no good.
Okay.
Hey, one time I hugged, I love you, but one time I hugged Ken Flores, and my arms like bounced off.
Yeah. Ken has that effect on me.
Yeah.
He's like Jello. I really have so much respect and love for him, but he's like fucking Jello. I hugged him one time after a show.
Wait, we need to talk about this for a moment. We need to talk about this for a moment. So, my boy over here, he holy.
Yeah, he holy man, dude.
You're the holiest man. Dude, I'm right
dude,
here.
It's
between us four.
I have such high standards, and I shouldn't as a virgin and a black
no,
guy.
No. Look.
Everything's going to hell. And 5'7", right?
As a virgin, I get it. As a blind man, hey, look at Gaiga, my friend.
Look at Gaiga, papa.
Dude, that's my thing, though. Like, there's such beautiful women that hit me up.
But you can't see them.
Listen to this.
You know.
I don't want her to know this, but this.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to say it, actually.
Wait, you're talking to someone. You're talking to someone right now?
Okay, but there's like these people that I talk to specifically that like, they have people. Unique. People.
You not know women. What I mean? Not like, women.
Yeah.
Like this. Women.
Okay.
You wish.
It's okay. Right? I don't judge, bro. You do what you want.
No. But also, like this women, I don't like common beauty, you know what I mean? Like normal women who are beautiful. There's so many women who are normally beautiful.
I like normal.
I like women who are beautiful, but with a unique attribute.
He likes the ones that look a little masculine.
Shut up.
You want
like
to trap
Adam's like apple so like, on a woman?
So like a beautiful woman with like a scar across his face, or like a beautiful woman with like weird eyes. Or
so you want texture. Oh, I get it, bro.
Texture.
You want to be able to feel the beauty.
I want there to be braille.
Got it. You know what we call those? Unfuckables. Hey, but they're there for you, my boy. They're
and
there
I call
for you.
Them very fuckable.
I know.
No, you also call them unfuckable.
But also there's women who have hit me up.
Yeah.
Who are like, I'll fuck the shit out of you. I love you. You're so fine. I'm like, I don't want
those. Wait.
Okay. There's two avenues you can go down to. Look, there's yin and yang.
Yes.
Right. I'm yin. I'm over here, Yang.
Bro. I'm Yang, bro. All
right, dude. I'm over here. I'm the romantic.
I'll take you to the fucking depths of the hell, bro. You're down, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, guys. I want to keep talking about this, but I have to piss so bad.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that is okay, but there's a couple walls.
Oh, I got you.
Ahead of you.
No.
Come on, got you. All right. Bring him this way, though.
I am so sorry about this.
No. You're good. You're good. You're good, but hold on to him. And then watch out with the cameras because.
I am really sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Well, I'm fucking glad. That wasn't me, that was
him. No, that was him. That's him. That's still him. You're good. Okay, alright.
Should I take out my cane?
No, you're good.
Are you sure?
Is the podcast still going or is
Yeah, no, we're good.
Oh, okay.
We're good. Yeah, we're good. Oh man, quite a friend right there you have, dude.
Yeah, he's something else. When he has one too many mocktails, they
A couple of too many mocktails. My boy drunk, dude.
A real high, real bad sugar high.
He's closer to getting diabetes than he's getting any brain trauma from this.
Well, he's got enough brain trauma, you know. He's got like 6 different scars on his.
Wait, come on! Don't get comfortable. Stay out there.
I know. I'm just fixing the light.
Oh, okay, yeah, stay out there. Because my boy, he has one C in the eye. He's blind as a bat, dude. So Sean, man, obviously you guys have the podcast. You guys been doing it for how long?
Yeah, since August, so about 6 months.
And you guys are comics.
Yeah.
Coming up in the city. You guys are doing open mics, doing a couple shows here and there.
Right.
Yeah. So what got you into comedy, man?
I don't know. It was like during the pandemic, all my life I'd thought about doing it, and then during the pandemic, it was just kind of like, okay, when shit opens up, I'm going to do it. And then it just, like, clicked. Like, that's what I should have been doing this whole fucking time.
Yeah. How was the first time you went up?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Actually, honestly, the next, like, 8 times were, but the first time wasn't bad. It was all right, you know, especially for a first time. It was nerve-wracking as hell, and I just tried to remember my material the best I could and just kind of ran through it and then went off stage. But
Yeah. And ever since then, you got the bug.
Yeah, if I go like more than a week without doing comedy,
you feel it.
Get like an itch, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's how it is, man.
Yeah, here he comes again.
The right. Watch the cameras, because once you move the cameras, we're in Struggleville.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, slow, back slow. It's like it's almost like you're trying to fuck right now, but you can't.
You want to fuck right now, bro?
I don't know. Wait.
Hey, Jamal, get me in an orange couch. I got you, bro. Honestly, though, I don't want my first time fucking to see Jamal like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Look, all I'm trying to say is for hosting a blind man, we're doing pretty good.
No, but also, okay, I do want to get to the discussion we were having before I went to go piss.
Yeah.
We were talking about, like, superficial.
Hey, fuck Sean, huh? There's just one issue now.
Wait, what were you talking about beforehand?
No, because now I have to take a piss.
Okay, Jamal, you're hosting now.
Let me ask this question. Can I ask my question?
Go ahead.
You said your vision is 30, 40, 45% right now.
Yeah.
Are you ready for when it hits zero?
Yes, actually.
Like, pitch black at that point?
I'm not going to lie. It does fucking piss me off a little bit. Because, okay, the thing I love the most of seeing is...
Right.
The thing you want to see the most as a man is beautiful women. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Beautiful women are some... Women don't understand. Some of them do and they're cunts about it. But there are so many beautiful women that I love seeing, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
You want to see big titties, you want to see big ass, and nice. That's the only thing I'm really gonna miss. Anything else? And also, it's gonna be a little bit sad towards the end. You know what I mean? I need someone to guide me everywhere I need to go, or where, like I'll be relying totally on my cane and shit like that.
Yeah,
it does. This is why I hate being drunk.
I'm counting the days. Don't worry. I'm counting
the days. I'm going to stab you in the eyes. Same day I go pull that. No. But, like, it's because the thing, like, I don't want to be a burden on my friends. I don't want to be a burden on my lover, whoever the hell it is.
Yeah.
So it does scare me in that way where it's like, I'm going to miss out on, like, watching TV isn't going to be the same. Watching movies isn't going to be the same.
Right.
So it is kind of horrifying. But then in the same thing, like, it's what you've been through your whole life. You know what I mean?
Right, I'm
used to losing everything, so I'm ready for it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I don't get you. I understand in a way.
I'm horrified, but I'm also ready for it, if that makes sense. Yeah. So, like, I'm ready to lose everything and to not react about it.
So, let me ask you this. So, right now, like, the stuff you have seen.
Yeah.
Do you have more vivid flashbacks or, like, remembrance right now since you...
If I focus hard, yes. Like, right now, if I try to picture something in my mind, it's kind of chopped up in the way I see things. Which is a little weird. I don't understand how that works. Like, I should be able to see all of it. And if I focus really hard, I can. Mm. But if I try to focus on, like, a childhood memory, I can't put it all together perfectly. You know what I mean? Like, I could remember me and Six Flags with my cousins.
Sure.
And
But no, I mean, when you say that, you know, it keeps degenerating years as time goes on. You know, for me, it's like, fuck, dude, just... just knowing that at one point it's going to be at zero.
Yeah.
It just, for me, is like, fuck, dude, that's so, it's a shitty thing. But one other thing is like, it's something that you said, like, you're ready for it, you know?
Yeah. And
wait,
also,
wait.
Like, as a
stop being emotional, my boy.
I know it is. For me, it's like,
that's what I'm saying. Stop being a pussy. No. Yeah. But also,
it hurts me more than you, huh?
I've trained so much of my life to not, like, you know what I mean? Like, so many people say today, like, oh, show everybody, you know, be vulnerable to everybody, which is not true. So most of it, deal with it yourself, and you can. You know what I mean? Right. Every pain you go through, every sorrow you go through, you should be able to deal with it yourself.
It's Andrew Tate?
Wait.
Is Andrew Tate the blind, bro?
Who died?
Dude, I got to ask.
Dude.
Any other future I had, really. No, but, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, any emotion you have, any feeling you have, as, like, if you want to, if you have that type of support, you can. But there's also, I dislike the ability of independence. Like, I have so much belief in myself to deal with whatever I deal with.
Yeah.
So that's why, like trains. But, like, whatever obstacle I have to face, I'll deal with it. You know what I mean?
But in the taekwondo tournament, you getting fucked up, right?
Listen, I know you weren't keeping that up, but I actually did really good in that tournament. I won second place in so many of those awards.
Yeah,
and it's not from a place. It's kind of skill, but most of it was really. I was such.
You put that
angry,
your resume, bro.
Angry.
Wait.
Well, you should see him swing that can around. He's like Matt Murdock, dude. He can really do it.
I'm surprised you knew the name.
Wait. I forgot the cane wasn't.
No. Was, but also, so much of me when I was a little kid, not anymore.
Yeah.
But when I was a little kid, I was so. There was this part of me. I was mostly a happy, nice, happy, like, polite kid. Mm-hmm. But there was this part of me, like, this rage that would come out. So when I had Taekwondo, I would just boom, fuck them people up.
Yeah.
But nowadays, when I, like, growing up, I, like, I'm able to keep that part away.
Yeah.
That's a part of me I don't want out.
No,
you know?
No, I'm glad you put that black belt behind you, dude, because I was really worried about that, man.
Hey, listen, I'm not Shaniqua anymore. No, but when I was a kid, that's why I got second place, just pure ferociousness and anger.
Yeah.
So now growing up, it's like, that's not who I want. You know what I mean? Like, as an adult, you don't want another adult seeing you, like, black out and full on beat the shit out of someone else. That's not. No, listen. If someone disrespects you, the best thing you can do is just ignore them.
No, listen to me.
Because everyone's first reaction is to beat the shit out of them.
No.
My first reaction is always, like, to make them a friend and make them a follower. You know
that's
what I mean?
The gayest thing I've heard you say all
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that was pretty gay.
Your biggest enemy, if you could turn them into a friend, is always going to be your biggest follower.
Yeah, but that's the enemy in the background, my boy.
No. Because if they're preying on your downfall, if you could turn them into an ally, they're going to be the biggest believer in you. You know what I mean?
Reverse psychology, bro.
Yeah. Like, someone who hates you the most can be someone who loves you the most.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You guys disagree because you grew up in a very bad, bad environment. You're a little asshole. But you just have such insecurities. But, like,
all of it. Hey, talk about
it. Hey, bro. No.
But this guy, look, big Jamal,
look at Paul. If you're gonna assault me, at least grab your fucking cup afterwards, right? You son of a bitch.
Right? I just want the world to know I love Ramon. I love Ramon so much.
You fucking right, dude.
Both, also, I thought both of them were named Ramon.
God damn.
Hey, I'm not the one that matters, right? Hey. But here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
I disagree with everything you said right now.
That's okay.
No. Listen. Okay. Who's your biggest hater right now?
My hater?
Yeah, your mom?
I buried her. Yeah, you. Yeah.
Okay. But also, I'm his biggest hater because he doesn't hit up. He goes only to places he knows he's gonna kill, like fucking his own shows.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's
no, hit up open mic, you fucking coward.
No,
because I do love you.
Yeah.
Based off what I know about you, I do really, really like you.
Yeah.
So I know if you hit up open mics and you hit up this, it's gonna hurt at first, but after a while you're gonna become great. And I love that. But you're just doing sold out shows where people already love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why I'm pissed about that.
But you've heard of cheat codes, right? That's a cheat code, my boy.
You're right.
That's a cheat code.
You're right.
That's cheat code. That's all. GTA, man.
All the guns.
Up, above, down, A, B, man. That's all.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. In GTA, I did use... Once my cousin showed me the cheat codes, I used that one where, like, if you punch somebody, they blow up and shit.
Yeah, dude. That's all it is, man. All
right. Hey, let me ask you this, Ariel. How many prostitutes in GTA did you... You enjoy?
Them all. Did you violate?
I killed them, bro. I would act like a super. I turned into a superhero in GTA. I'm talking into the mic, right?
Yeah.
I turned into a superhero in GTA. In GTA, I would go and I would start killing everybody else who was like in the online. I would kill all the other online players, and I would kill GTA, all the prostitutes, all the criminals. I'm like, I'm the hero of the land. And then once I started getting more and more blind, I would start losing. I'm like, fuck. So I turned more into
you
a villain.
As you got to enjoy that, because GTA has been out for like 10 years, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's at the beginning when I was a kid, I was the fucking ruler. I fucking owned the city, dude.
I did it was the kind of guy who dropped the N-word. On Xbox Live, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you know what I mean? No, wait. I do want to discuss this. Was a part of my regular vocabulary when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mine too.
Yeah.
And now, no, yours.
You lied, Sean. You lied, Sean.
This was the one with the R.
No.
Sean grew up in the trailer park. He's better now.
To be fair, I'm glad we're past the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But also, anything beyond this, it would have been demonetized.
No, but I do want to discuss this because. Growing up, Nickel was a part of my... Do you guys want me to say N-word instead?
You can say Nickel.
Okay, I'll say Nicky.
Nickel. Nicky.
I'll say Nicky.
Nicky
was a part of my regular vocabulary.
We say ninja. You know, ninja.
We say N-word.
But also, like, it was a part of my regular vocabulary.
For sure,
right?
I get
it. I
grew
up a lot.
Environment. It's your environment.
Around a lot of black people. And to me, it was never really a slur. I grew up in Florida.
To be fair, you were colorblind.
He sees no color.
You see, this is why I hate. When I grew up around a lot of black people around, like, then when I went to Florida, it was even more black people.
Slow down, my boy.
Okay.
We call them brothers.
Yeah, dude.
I call them lessers.
I'm
joking. Okay, I have some black friends I've used.
I'm sweating right now, dude.
I got some friends, black friends that I love. I know the most racist.
And we all black friends, right?
No, but I'm saying that's what I grew up in. That's my vocabulary in Florida. I grew up with that in my vocabulary.
Wait. Slow down.
Okay.
When did Florida become part of this?
Okay. So I spent around maybe like till second grade in Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah.
And first like 4 years were in Chicago, so preschool kind of Chicago.
Yeah.
Then around the rest, like kindergarten to second grade was Bolingbrook.
Okay.
So then, and then after that, I went to Florida, where was a bunch of black people and Cubans.
Okay, wait. Okay. Then we're talking about like black Latinos, dude.
No. Actual black people.
Okay, wait. So what part of Florida?
I was in West Southern Florida, so like a little bit under Miami.
Okay, so Cubans.
Mostly Cubans. But
okay,
a lot of,
then we talk about Latino, my boy.
50% black people, 50% Cubans. Does that make sense?
Okay, so 100% Cubans.
Stop being racist, dude. We're not racist in this podcast. No. 50% actual, like, African-American black people.
Oh, African-American.
And then 50% Cubans.
Got it.
All right?
Yes.
So then, and both of them would use the N-word.
Yeah.
All right, so I would use it, but I would use it like kind of like jokingly or roastingly. For sure. I would use it. It was part of my regular vocabulary.
Yeah.
And it wasn't around like 20, like, and then when I came back here around like maybe 2015, mm-hmm. I came back to Bolingbrook.
Yeah.
I would still use it because I had black friends. I had Mexican friends. Right. Yeah. I would use it. And it wasn't around to like 2020 where like white people would tell me like, "Hey, you can't use that. You can't use that. You can't use that."
Yeah, we got jealous.
You did get jealous. You really did. You're like that one annoying kid who's like, "If we can't say it, you can't say it." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then it was kind of, I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I would talk to my black friends like, "Nah, bro, go ahead, use it." But then like white people would tell me, "No."
Serious question. Do you think some of these are giving you the pass because you're blind?
No. They would give me the pass because I'm cool with them.
He wants the culture.
Let me say this. Black people and Mexicans, they love disabled people even more than white people. You know what I mean? Because everyone loves a disabled person.
Yeah.
But Mexicans love them even more, and black people love them the most.
We have to love the disabled. All right?
You do. And you better. That's why I booked.
He gives no choice.
That's why I booked the 24th at my buddy's in Ravenswood, Chicago.
Oh, we do need to talk about a show.
Yeah. But this was part of my vocabulary, so I never thought it was wrong.
Yeah.
And it wasn't around to like 2020 when all these like movements were happening that white people were like, "You can't say it. Yeah. You can't say it." And I would ask my black friends, like, "No, bro, go ahead. We don't give a shit."
For sure.
So it's confusing for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100% get that. The greatest moment I've ever seen on TikTok, right? TikTok, reels, shorts, whatever you want to call them, right? There's a clip, and I know we've all seen it at this point, where just a Mexican guy talking to you.
Go ahead.
And the guy's like, "That's why we can say, I don't have the confidence you have." The N word. And then the black guy comes, two black guys come up behind him. He's like, "What did you say?" And he's like, "Oh, my N word. What's up, dude?" And the black dudes go, "Que pasa, güey?"
Yeah, I've seen that in Texas. That's
a moment in history.
Yeah.
That's literally Rosa Parks level. We're talking about Martin Luther King, "I Had a Dream." Like, that's a moment in history that for people of, like, you know, Mexican minorities, blacks, you know, it was a moment in history where we were like, "Hey, it's all good.
It's all good."
Look, Sean has never been this uncomfortable ever.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's all.
He's pissed because he can't say it no more.
No,
he said it his whole time.
It's fair. Yeah. I did not. No.
But also, that's what I'm saying. Like, as a Mexican American who grew up with a lot of black
look,
people.
Look, do we get away with it? 100%.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. There's no denying that Mexicans, Latinos in general, we get away with saying that word with the right group of people.
Right. Has to be the right group of people.
It doesn't mean that we can go to any
I'm not going to Oprah.
Yeah.
You can't drop. Just on a podcast that's going on the internet.
You bleeped a lot, I imagine.
We don't beep.
It's a lot more editing.
I love all the people.
Yeah.
All right. I love all the people except Ecuadorians. Mm. Just kidding, I love Ecuadorians.
The Roman are beautiful.
No, Ecuadorians are the fanciest. Outside of Spain, Ecuadorians is so fucking fancy. I have an Ecuadorian cousin, and every time I meet him, he has a fucking like fancy, like tight-ass scarf, a Bruno Mars hat, and tight-ass jeans.
Hey, I got swag. That's a gay cousin, dude.
Is that the same one you're kissing on the forehead? Yeah.
Dude, also, I don't understand why you guys think that's gay. That's not really gay.
Kissing on the forehead, my boy?
Wait a minute. Also, like, you're saying goodbye. You guys aren't close to your
own. I kiss my girl on the forehead, bro. Ain't nobody kissing the bros.
Wait, think about that.
Kissing the bros, man.
You're happy. It's a joyous occasion.
Hey, how many times I've been happy with you, bro?
Hey, goodbye, cabrón. Mwah. Goodbye, cabrón. Mwah.
Hey, look.
Kiss to the cheek, look, kiss to the forehead?
Dude, I'm going to give you a pass because you're blind, but nobody be kissing on foreheads. We go cheek to cheek.
But also, you guys have only been to Mexico like 6 times.
Yeah. Yeah, but to be fair, Mexico and North America is the same thing for you, my boy. Right, dude?
And it's, the same,
it's
the same.
It's walking land, as we call it.
Holy shit. This is so racist. Can you
same terrain, same terrain, bro.
Same terrain, dude. One tree is another tree for you, my boy.
Okay, but also, I want to talk about... I do want to keep talking about these...
Wait,
like, what people think are slurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, man, I have enough, bro.
Hey, let's just name them all.
To be fair...
Let's think about... Like, I have an Asian friend, right?
Yeah,
I don't know why you put your arm around me when that...
God damn. Let me stop you right now, dude. You're going down the path, there's no return, my boy.
Yeah, no, but also, like if you're hanging out with friends and shit,
yeah,
like, oh, you could do all the jokes and slurs you want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why do people get pissed on the internet for them when it's like, it's not your fucking business. These are a bunch of homies hanging out.
Yeah, but hey, this shit is public, my boy.
If you put it on the internet or, like, you know, on a podcast.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, how dare you? Like, because white people like to get offended on other people's behalf.
That's what to be fair, it's all people.
Yeah.
It's all people. No, white people.
White people do it the most. Let's say right now.
That's my right people. Now, it's the guilt.
Right now, let's say there's a black dude right now on the internet who's like, man, these fucking beanies are fucking hilarious, right? Let's say there's a black dude who does that shit, right?
Yeah.
These fucking beanies are fucking hilarious. Right, we're not gonna get pissed. We're like, let's see what he has to say. To be fair,
I'm offended by that terrible accent.
but also, I'm like seven waters in.
Yeah,
right?
You're seven waters. You know, that is true.
You made a mistake because you asked us if there's anything we didn't want to talk about, and you should have told us, you know, what we shouldn't.
next time.
No. But also, like, this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to do a Cat Williams accent, which I used to be really good at until I got a deep voice.
You got too many waters.
So when you lost your virginity, that's when it changed.
I never lost her. Oh. Any women, any takers out there? No. But also, like,
I got you.
Let's say, like, any.
I know, girl.
Like, all these motherfucking beaners out here. Like, white people. Like, I mean, Mexicans would never get offended.
Mm-hmm.
But these white people would get offended for us, which pisses me the fuck off. Like, they have no right. They have absolutely no
right.
To try and get offended for us. We
those fucking crackers.
You got shot here, dude.
Hey, you said it all.
Munchers, boy. Mayonnaise munchers.
Hey,
that's what we're gonna make merch. Mayonnaise munchers.
Wait. I gotta bring it back.
Is this all ice by now? At this point.
That sugar water is hitting you hard, my boy.
It really is hitting you hard.
But look, man. Hey, we love white people.
Yeah.
All right?
Of course, they build USA.
They sustain USA, right? Build and you and sustain.
They build USA on the back of black and a lot of other people, but they still build
Latinos.
Yeah. But look, man. Okay, can I give you a word of advice, bro?
Yeah.
Maybe don't get drunk on the podcast.
No. But also,
maybe slow down a little bit with racial conversation.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, people get offended on our behalf, which pisses me the fuck off because it feels like they have control over us, which they don't have.
Yeah.
Because, like, listen, like, Rafi May. You know who Rafi May is?
Of course.
Yeah, he died 30 years ago, dude.
Okay. Don't be an ass about it.
That was way before Me Too, man.
Rafi May would have a fucking amazing bits about Mexicans.
Yeah.
And yeah, but we're cool about that, though. That's two different animals,
that's
right?
What I'm saying, though. We'd be fucking... We think that's fucking hilarious.
But there'd be
a bunch of comments saying, like, oh, he's fucking... He's an ass. He shouldn't be doing that about Mexicans. Or he should mention all Latinos. Shut the fuck up.
Has comedy gotten soft? It definitely has because of all the fucking movements and shit.
Wait a minute. I disagree. It has.
I mean,
what comedy in general?
I mean, those that are particular, that type of shit.
The people who want to go like pure Hollywood have gotten soft.
Yeah. Yes.
But comics in general? Hey, you touched his knee right here, bro.
No. You see Bill Burr, you see Tom Segura.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. They don't go
give me fucking, what's his name? CK? CK?
Louis C.K. Yeah. Fucking love it. Put a clip of him up.
What do you think this is?
Wait a minute.
What do you think, you're on Joe Rogan?
No, dude. Louis C.K. Also, he was given a bad hand because people made him look out like he was a fucking monster. But in reality, he asked those women for permission. Wait, stop laughing, Jamal. Stop laughing.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Please stop laughing. Okay.
You're making it really hard to release this podcast. Dude. Go ahead.
Asked those women for consent to masturbate.
Yeah.
And then those women got mad because, like, oh, it's kind of creepy. But who
that's
the,
not the
he has consent. He has yeah, consent. Not
the yeah, whole look, story. Look, bro. I know you can't see the feeling in the room right now.
I can feel it.
But you go into the world. First of all, you hit racism, like.
Okay, wait a minute. You want to discuss this N word thing?
Yeah.
Stop this up. Because that N-word thing...
Yeah. I've got to use the bathroom.
I can say it a lot. Bro,
she has to come out of here, man.
Because that N-word thing, like, a lot of black... Like, a lot... If I'm hanging out with a lot of my black friends, they don't give a shit if I say it, right?
Yeah.
But if I say it while there's one white person in the room...
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
It's exceptions to the rule, though, man.
There's exceptions to all rules.
It's exceptions to the rule.
So you guys think that me specifically doesn't matter?
But no. I mean, exception to all of us.
Yeah.
Right? Depending the group of people we're around.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could be around black culture that's very liberal.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, hey, we don't feel comfortable with you saying that the N-word, right? But then you could be around your boys, and your boys are like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
my boy.
Say it. You know,
you build that confidence with them.
Yeah.
Right?
But
your exception to the rule, you can't be using that everyone. Just
yeah,
your
because
friends,
it depends. It's like, for example, it's like, let's say Sean, for example, right?
Well, wait. That's not used here for any N-word reference.
No. But let's use him like. Let's say we keep going. Like, hey, you know, Sean the Cracker, Sean this, Sean's a KKK member, whatever. Blah blah.
Yeah.
He's cool with us joking around about that in that manner, right?
Okay, I get
but we go against somebody else, right? Who's a little bit I wouldn't even say the word liberal.
Conservative.
You might get away with it, but. With this, somebody who's a little bit more uncomfortable with that sense of joking, they'd be like, look, man, I don't think that's funny, right? They might feel a little bit uncomfortable when it comes to this.
Right.
But obviously, right now, you have two comics when it comes to you guys. You have us two idiots here with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're all joking around laughing about it. Right. But, I mean, you play it to the room, bro. You play it to the room.
I get that. But also, I've done these jokes saying the N-word to, like, Reynolds, which is a black room.
Yeah.
And, like, other black rooms.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And I think that's a little bit more...
But you have the comedy room to back you up. Yeah.
Also, some things I don't... I'm going to take responsibility. Sometimes I don't take responsibility for how much leeway I get because I am disabled.
Hey, now you're charging that word. Yeah.
No.
You got second place on a taekwondo demo. How many times?
Yeah.
And now you're blind.
Right now.
And now you're blind?
No, because I am disabled. I do get a lot of leeway. Like, no matter who it is, black, Chinese, and whatever it is, they do give me a lot of leeway. I'm not even trying to make a joke right now. I do get a lot of leeway out of it because, like, whatever, there's no way I'm threatening or aggressive. You know what I mean?
Hey, Sean, drink that water, bro.
Well, Sean has to. Sean has to be quiet in these moments.
Maybe don't bring up the podcast again.
Daily insomnia. This is what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Like, maybe
kind of leaders
rise. Maybe I take it for granted how much leeway I get. Yeah. I don't think about others' leeway.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the way, like, when I hang out with black people, I say no problem. But the problem I have, like, I, the only time I don't say
are we
yet,
still on the
wait,
N-word,
wait, stop,
dude?
Stop.
No.
No, stop.
Adriel.
Okay, I'll stop here. This is the last point I'm making.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I take too much leeway on it.
Go ahead.
Not realizing the amount that I get, like, the amount of freedom I get from other people.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, makes sense.
For sure. You know, dude, I lost you 30 minutes ago.
Listen, it's okay, because we can record as long as we want.
Yeah.
You know, that's good, right? That's
well, wait, here, let's start here. Let's start here.
All right,
here.
Go ahead.
My boy Troubled. My boy Troubled, and he's trying to survive at this moment. But we have a show coming up.
Yes.
Dude, we're looking at February 24th at my buddy's, nothing once again, of the heavy-hitting comedians of Chicago. We got Ru Ramirez.
Yeah.
We got, wow.
You said it right next to you.
You got it. Keep it going.
He's sitting right next to you, man.
We have Adam. I forgot his last name, dude. I'm going to butcher that.
Waltz.
Quaslo.
Quaslo.
Yeah.
That's such a Lexi.
I got the white guy.
I forgot our fucking last name. Jesus.
Hey, the point is, look, man.
We got a great fucking show.
The guy did terrible. We have a Joe. We have a show on February 24th.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
My buddies.
Doors open at 17. We have Ruben. We have Lexi. We have Adam.
Yeah.
Four very good comics from the city.
My name wasn't even on that shit. Yeah. I'm furious.
Yeah. We have, the Demon Hour concept hits, Confessions, 10 Minutes for Three Each Comics. Thoughts.
Okay, I do want to ask you guys this.
Hey, you interrupt me again, bro. You interrupt again. I'm gonna cut your mic, right, dude? It's either you interrupt me or N-word again. I'm cutting the mic. Right? I know you can't see me right now, but I'm breaking down the show that you're performing at. But look, yeah.
It's at my buddies in Ravenswood, Illinois. Mira todos los cabrones que quieren ir a Ravenswood, Illinois.
Ravenswood? What the hell are you talking about, my boy?
That's my buddies is in Ravenswood.
Ravenswood?
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Ravenswood is the city. Or the county, maybe.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, look, to say my buddies, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, USC, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Don't make it harder for these motherfuckers. Ravenswood, I've lived in this country for 32 years, dude. I've never heard of Ravenswood.
Keep bragging, you motherfucker. Someone take your citizenship.
But yeah, guys, February 24th, Demon Hours back. Link should be up by the time this episode's up. So yeah. Definitely follow that link, get some tickets. We have my boy here. He might drop the N-word. He might not. I hope to God. I hope to God he does it.
Wait a minute. You guys are villainizing the way I grew up saying it. You know?
Can I say, this is the first time I've ever heard him say it.
I know.
Honest to God. Yeah. I've seen him pretty drunk before. This is also the first time I've ever heard him preach this.
But how many mojitos did he have that one time?
Wait a minute.
No, I've seen him more drunk than this.
Because he's never seen me hang out with mostly minorities. Yeah. Like, anytime I hang out with black people or a lot of Mexicans.
Look, it's so bad, I'm all left.
I'm trying to.
Wait a minute. Okay. We'll
I was trying to save you a little bit.
Why did you guys decide to start a podcast? If you remember me, yes.
Oh, now you're interviewing us on our podcast? Look, man, we started a podcast because we wanted to share positivity. But then you showed up, dude, and you're like, negative, negative, negative Nancy over here, bro.
This is also, I want to mention, none of my shit was negative. I'm just saying this is how I grew up saying it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nah. Does that make it fucked up?
No, you're good, bro.
Because that's
good.
How I grew up saying it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wasn't until 2020 when all these motherfuckers
We got it. Look, next time, maybe instead of saying it like 30 times, drop it down like to once. And then you can go from there.
I hope it gets cut. If anything.
We're not going to cut it.
That's perfect for me.
But
actually.
I'm definitely going to try to beep it a little bit.
I get it.
Right? Get it. Beep it just a little bit.
I won't say it anymore.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to go on to retarded.
No. Now we're going down a different road, my boy.
Well, okay, to
you
be
just
fair.
Want me to.
I have more right with with that word because I kind of, in the social class. In school, I did kind of grow up with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I did grow up with people thinking I was that kind of person.
Yeah.
I grew up with the short bus most until fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then around like sixth grade. Also, I didn't realize I was a SPED.
A what?
Special education.
Okay.
I didn't realize I was special education until around eighth grade. It took me a really long time.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize why these people kind of treated me differently, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
So it was a weird thing for me to realize, but I'm like, oh, I'm that type of person. Because also, I've been bitten before by a sped. Like I was in
wait, you were what?
I was in the bathroom once in eighth grade, And this guy grabbed my arm. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And he just, nyang, 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 nyang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So he tried to, he was biting me. He was biting me. Jamal, stop laughing, please. That's making me laugh. Stop laughing, please. Hey, Jamal, stop laughing. That's not okay. I'm not going to tell the story if you guys are going to laugh.
No. Tell the story. Because someone hit you with a na-na-na-na. The nene, dude.
Don't mock it either. All right. So I was in the bathroom, and this guy, I was washing my hands, and this little, like, Asian kid who was also a sped kid, he went,
wait.
What the fuck is sped
what?
Kid?
He's what?
Special education.
Oh,
sped kid.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that?
Nah, dude, we weren't about that life.
Oh, man, take a look at my life.
The worst I got was ESL, bro. That's all I got, man.
ESL is different than sped. Sped is different. Sped is like special education, like Down syndrome, autism.
Yeah.
Like bad motor control, all of that.
Racism, yeah. Go ahead.
No. So in eighth grade, this kid tried to bite me. He was nyang, 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 while I was washing my hands. Are you laughing?
You skip over the nay, 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 nay. Just say he bit you, right? Just say he bit you.
I'm not going to be doing it if y'all laugh, bro.
Well, no. Just skip the nay, 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 nay. All right, just go. He bit me a couple times.
Hold on. All right, everybody breathe in. Composure, right?
I'm composed. Hey,
composure.
This is going to be a two-hour interview.
All right, composure.
This is a lot of cutting has to be done. Okay.
Composure. All right. Okay. So you were in special education.
So I was in. I was washing my hands. Yeah. And this kid ferociously went like a T-Rex. Nya, 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 nya. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't, but go ahead.
Are you laughing?
I just cried, man.
No, but
I just cried happy tears.
You ferociously. Why are you happy? I was bitten.
Wait. I did it. You're looking way too up. He's right next to you, my boy.
Okay.
You're looking up here.
He likes his side.
Bro, he's like 6'2", and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, but from the way he's growing,
let me get to the story. So he was, and I remember there was a kid who ran out and told us this. Special ed teacher, he said, hey, there's a kid trying to bite another kid down there. So I remember him being like dragged out by his legs and just like slamming on the foot. Wait, if I slap the mic, will it have the effect?
No, I mean, don't slap the mic. No.
Okay. Yeah, so good. So I remember just that.
Yeah.
And then like him being dragged out, I'm like, oh, I'm like, that kid must
wait,
be.
Wait. Do you remember or you heard it?
No.
It's two different. We're talking about two different animals. Were you here, there? Boy. You know what I mean? One thing is seeing and one thing is believing.
Are you reliving someone else's story? Dude, which one is it, dude?
Because I did. Yeah. I did. It's like he's like.
Now you're undervaluing my memories.
He's like Santa Claus on Christmas. Seeing is believing, or believing is seeing.
No, whatever hearing is believing. Fuck you. And also, I felt the teeth mark. Oh. No. But I remember this kid, and I'm like, damn, that was a crazy moment from a special education kid. Mm. And then it wasn't until freshman year. Like, I realized that I'm like, oh, these people see me as that. I'm that to these people. Whether I'm blind, I'm Down syndrome, or artistic, or deaf, or wheelchair, I'm just a special education kid. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter how smart I was. It doesn't matter how strong or fast I was in PE. I was this kid to these people.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't until then that I figured it out. And then I still didn't try to change it. It wasn't until I started comedy that I tried to, like, be less autistic with people. I tried to talk more to people. I tried to be more friendly towards people.
You mean less disabled?
Yes. Less retarded, if we're being honest. Because I didn't know. No. But I'm being 100% honest because I didn't know how to interact with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, to me, like, other people were kind of just, like, it was weird. Like, I was so scared to talk to other people. Mm. So it wasn't until comedy where, like, until I knew they respected me for how funny I was that I started talking to other people.
Yeah. You're a funny guy, dude. You're a funny guy.
You know
dude.
What's the one thing I learned about this episode? Don't give out little drinks.
Yeah.
Because my boy, dangerous.
Well, also, I don't feel like I've been too controversial.
Nah, no, just...
Because what I've said is 100% honest.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Not, yeah. It's not too controversial.
Same with Andrew Tate. He was 100% honest on all the stuff he believed.
I'm saying what I'm saying is, like, I understand where I was wrong and where, like, other people try to
look. All I'm saying is this, man. YouTube friendly? Not there.
Hey, we have to put this rated R right now.
Not there. Am I going to have to edit this episode? A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
My bad. Did you give me work?
Some say a lot.
Okay.
Some say a lot.
My bad. You guys ask whatever questions you'd like.
Look, well, no, the podcast is over, my boy.
No. I'll do it 100%. Go ahead. Ask whatever questions
you want. No, look. All we have is always this. This is all we have. We appreciate you guys coming on.
Appreciate you having us.
As guests.
No. I'll be less. I'll try to hold back as much. Stop. I'll hold back. I won't be as much of a cunt. You guys tell me what you like. Ask me whatever you like, and I'll answer 100%.
Okay, honestly. So let me ask you a question. What platforms can we find your podcast?
Fuck it. YouTube. I mean, yeah.
YouTube is really where you can find it.
Okay, what's the name of the podcast again?
Drunken Jesters.
Is
this something we can expect on Drunken Jesters? Or is it just Daily Zombie?
Not as much.
I feel bad. Did I really fuck up a lot?
No.
I'll restart.
You're fine. It was just a little controversial.
If we had time.
Yeah.
But hey, I've got a job in the morning. I gotta be up at 6. Atrial, okay. We can't restart. No, I'm sorry.
Sean got a job. Right? And then being that Sean is driving, we gotta get Sean home. But look, man. You said a lot of truth, a lot of controversy.
Well, I don't feel like it was okay.
Let me defend you a little bit. What you said is true. To a certain group of people.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, depending what part of the nation that we're in, what part of the conversation we're in, it changes to that person's, train of thought. Mm-hmm. But for sure, right? When you're with your boys, you're allowed to be a little bit more free. When you're with strangers, you have to be a little bit more conservative, right? Because you can't read the room always. You're not racist. Not even a little bit.
No.
Sean, you've been a trooper, bro, and I appreciate every moment you've been here, dude, because you've been struggling. Yeah. Because all the
that's
hate
my goal kind of to make him sweat.
All the hate's coming your way.
Yeah. Well, we're like that fucking white guy saying the N-word.
He makes me say this actually.
One way or another, it's come back to you, bro.
Yeah, it's all gonna be me.
But that's the only reason, man. Everything's good, man. Everything's good. I'm gonna take care of you. Yeah. I'm gonna listen to this episode. I'm gonna beep out a couple things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a keep few it, of the N words. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Just but also, like, I do.
Yeah, don't say it.
I will say it.
More work.
Okay, maybe. And also, I might be wrong about this because I don't have much enough national exposure.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of it feels like it was white people who try to control it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You know, like that one kid who fucks up the game for everybody else? So like, if he can't play it, nobody else can.
You mean the disabled guy practicing Taekwondo?
No. Like, let's say everyone's playing like a game, and one kid starts crying.
Yeah.
The parent's like, oh, if he's crying, nobody else can play because it hurts him.
Right.
That's what it feels like white people did with the N-word.
Hey, man, I dated a white girl, right, dude? I'm deep with the white people, right? Dude? I'm deep with them.
I'll stop with that.
I'm deep with the white girls, right?
Half my family's white, bro.
Wait, are you actually half white, half Mexican?
No, I'm fucking I'm Mexican. Look, dude, I've been 32 years of Mexican. Calm down when you're 21, all right, dude? Yeah. All right, dude?
Listen, mister, I've been Mexican.
I've been to New Mexico like 30 times, all right, dude? Relax, bro. All right, dude? All
right.
First of all, me, Mexico, you see the same Mexico I see.
All right. Let's do a different track of questions.
But look,
how long have you guys been podcasting?
All right, this isn't our podcast.
Yeah, then it's like, we started the podcast.
We started.
One more time, what's the podcast that we can find you guys at?
Drunken Jesters.
I'm going to be doing their show at around February
24th. February 24th. We have Demon Hour. We have Adre, Ruben, Adam, Lesi on the show.
Lexi.
She's a lesbian, bro. Don't be disrespectful.
God damn my boy.
Hey, Ariel, hey,
hey, hey,
chill, my boy.
Hey, somebody cut his mic. Somebody cut his mic.
Is she not lesbian?
I mean, to each their own.
Wait, if she's lesbian.
Love is love, dude. All right, love is love.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's nothing wrong.
You guys are the ones making it.
Hey, look, luckily nobody listened to this podcast, so you're good. You're good. You're good.
Okay. All right.
But Sean, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Blakely Comedy, BLAKELY Comedy. I think that's it. I'm not. I have a TikTok. I don't know what the fuck it's called. I have one thing on there.
All right, we'll work on that. Work on that.
Yeah. Send us all the details, and we'll put it on the episode.
Ariel,
you don't.
You can find me at Compian Comedy. I'm pretty okay there. Compian Comedy on TikTok and Instagram. Compean Comedy. And that's about. And then.
I'm not sure you spelled that right.
We'll post it up, don't worry.
C as in candy.
No, he did. He
we'll
did.
Post
O as in omnivore.
Yeah.
M as in motherfucker. P as in pussy.
I'm hoping the end doesn't pop up.
E as in Everett. A as in asshole. N as in N-word.
Hey, there you go. All right.
Comedy. Compian comedy. Thank you very much.
Guys, we're on every podcast station possible. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Podbean, Anchor, guys, we're everywhere where any podcast station is available. Guys, we're also on Rumble, Daily Insomnia, YouTube, Daily Insomnia. Of course, you can find us on TikTok also, daily.insomnia. You guys can find me on Instagram, Gamal Diaz, all right?
Yeah. And then guys, like always, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is Daily Insomnia. Sign up.
Peace out, y'all.
Sorry.
See ya.